The midterm elections are less than 3 months away. Are you registered to vote? Are you sure that your name hasn't been purged from the voter rolls? The Brennan Center at the NYU School of Law published a report last month that examines the extent of voter roll purges around the country and finds that 16 million people were removed from voter rolls between 2014 and 2016. That is a significant uptick from the decade before. Now the center is in the process of suing multiple states over what it says are voting rights violations. Joining us now is Mirna Perez, who is a lawyer who works on voting rights at the Brennan Center and co-author of the report. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
And give us the headline. What did you find here?
We found that purges are happening across the country at an increased rate. And importantly, they are happening at an outpaced increased rate in states that were formerly covered by Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, which was weakened by the Supreme Court in the 2013 Shelby County decision. So at a time where we have fewer federal protections than we've had in the better part of 50 years, more and more states and localities are purging voters.
And part of that is because of laws in some of these places where they're actually forcing the state to do that, right?
There's a confluence of events that are happening all at the wrong time. We have some states that are enacting policies or laws that are disenfranchising voters because of the increased number of people being purged as a result of these laws. We have some activist groups that are putting pressure on states and localities to more aggressively purge voters. And then we have these new databases that are being used supposedly to help clean up the rolls, but if not being used properly, they can lead to people being erroneously purged. We're also seeing this occur against a backdrop where there's an increasing amount of rhetoric about fraud, which is making voters nervous about the integrity of our elections, when what we actually need to be concerned about is eligible people having unnecessary and unhelpful barriers in front of the ballot box.
You call some of these purges illegal. Why?
Right. Well, there are federal and state laws that govern how election administrators are allowed to clean the rolls. There are federal and state protections. And in the course of our study, we found a number of states had conducted purges that were illegal. And importantly, we found a few states that have policies on the books that would authorize an illegal purge. We are actually suing the state of Indiana because they have an illegal purge practice, and very recently we had a court forbid them from proceeding with that practice until there was more study and more evidence before the court. And we've sent notice to two other states that are also undertaking the same procedure that we expect them to not be purging voters in violation of federal law. So I think the most important thing for your listeners are not to panic, but to actually check to see if they're registered and to help the people in their community, the people they care about, the people in their family, to make sure that they're registered. Mm-hmm. And if it turns out that they're not on the rolls and they believe that they should be, they need to sound the alarm. They need to call the election administrator, find out what happened. They need to, you know, let the Brennan Center know so we can look into it. We want election administrators to clean our rolls. We want them to be accurate. We want them to be up to date. But we can't have these sloppy, haphazard practices that are removing eligible voters without any protection.
Well, let me ask you about Ohio, because Ohio is a use it or lose it state. So if you don't vote, you're removed after you've received a notice. The Secretary of State there said in 2016 that his goal was to strike the balance between making it easy to vote and hard to cheat, and that it was his job to make sure that voting rolls stay up to date and are not bloated, as he said, with voters who have passed away or left the state. So how do you respond to that argument?
He is right in that it is 100% his responsibility to strike an appropriate balance between keeping the polls accessible to eligible voters and removing bloat. He was taken into court because a group of voters in Ohio felt that Ohio's policy of removing voters was too aggressive and was contrary to federal law. A Supreme Court decision agreed that Ohio's policy was lawful, but that should not be interpreted as a green light for everyone else to haphazardly purge.
Do you think it has been interpreted that way?
I think it was recent enough that it's too early to tell. And we have been very, very clear that the Supreme Court affirmed a number of the important protections that we see being violated. And one thing your listeners should be aware of is that Ohio's policy was an outlier. So what you need to be on the lookout for is states that had a policy that was more voter-friendly than Ohio switching to a policy like Ohio. But we have not seen that kind of turn just yet. But again, it's still too early.
Do you think that there are legitimate reasons to purge voters from the rolls?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want people who are dead to be removed from the rolls. We want people who have moved to be removed from the rolls. We want people who are have been made ineligible because of a criminal conviction or because of an adjudication of mental incapacitation to be removed from the rolls. Everybody should agree that only those who are eligible to vote should be on the rolls. What we don't want are purge practices that are sloppy, haphazard, done in secret, and in violation of federal and state law. And everyone benefits when our rolls are clean, but eligible voters are harmed when, in the efforts to clean them, election administrators get too aggressive or sloppy.
One of the things that we've been hearing from President Trump is that there are a lot of non-citizens who are voting. What have you found in that regard as you've looked into this?
I mean, that's an excellent question and gives us a good opportunity to do some needed public education. There is a very big difference between non-citizens getting on the rolls and non-citizens actually voting. There are a lot of reasons that folks who are not eligible might end up on voter rolls through no pernicious or malicious reason, through a mistake, because someone misinformed them, and the like. As far as people who are non-citizens actually voting, it was really disappointing to see the president make that kind of statement because it is false. We actually did a study shortly thereafter where we went to election administrators that were the most likely to see large numbers of non-citizens voting. And even casting a very wide net, even looking very far in advance, we just found a handful of folks who may have been non-citizens that actually voted. And obviously, we want that number to be as small as possible. But like anything in life, the response needs to be proportionate to the harm, and it actually needs to fix it. And all of this fear-mongering, all of this really racialized language is not constructive to fixing the problems that we have in election administration. We should, as Americans, be very worried about Russian criminals interfering with our elections. We should be very worried about that. We should be very worried that election administrators don't have the kinds of resources that they need to make sure that the polls go smoothly on election day. We should be very worried that folks are going to be conducting sloppy purges. And we should be very worried about the millions of Americans who are eligible to vote but are not registered because they're disgusted with what they see as a political system where folks are just, you know, harping at each other and not actually proposing solutions. So there's a lot of room for improvement in how we administer our elections, but vilifying a segment of the population when there is no data supporting it and when there's in fact contrary data is really irresponsible and unconstructive.
Myrna, we are about 90 days away from the midterm elections, which means that no voter roll purges can legally be carried out between now and then. Do you think, though, that voter roll purges are going to affect the upcoming midterms?
I think we need to be on the lookout for it. I think we need to be mindful of the policies that have been put in place prior to the 90 days that we're not going to see till the elections. But importantly, the folks that vote in midterms tend to be what we call super voters. They tend to be people that are really active. We're going to see the consequences of an aggressive and improper purge most likely on election day. So I, for one, would be happy to get some glimmers of something that might have suggested that there was a problem that we need to fix, so we have some time to fix it before the election. But for the most part, if there were problematic purges, we'll see them on election day.
That is Myrna Perez, who is a lawyer who works on voting rights at the Brennan Center and a co-author of a report that we will link you to at hereandnow.org. Myrna, thank you.
Thank you so much.